You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is that time of the week, a Fransky Friday on the Midday Show, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. The trade deadline is in the books. Harrison Bader of Philly, shortly after we had Scott on the show yesterday. Let's react to it all. Scott Fransky with us right now. Hey, Scott.
Scott.
How we doing, fellas?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Scott, overall, how did you feel about the day that the Phillies had yesterday?
I thought it was okay. Maybe there's some bigger bats out there. I don't know. I don't know how. I would assume they probably made offers, overtures to Cleveland about Stephen Kwan. Although, you know, he's not, maybe not the exact profile of what they were looking for, but I would assume they probably made overtures. I mean, you know, they got what they were looking for, and that's a right-handed bat who can play the outfield. He plays it very, very well, which gives them some options for whether they want to use him in center or left. I understand it's not earth-shattering in terms of, you know, you're not getting a 30-homer guy, but that guy wasn't available, you know. Beyond Suarez, that one guy wasn't available.
Well, that's true. There was only one of those guys. There's a power on the market. Scott, your thought on Bader after calling him and seeing him over the years when he's come and played the Phillies, and he was a Cardinal, Yankee, Met, now a Twin. This is probably one of his better years. In the playoffs few years ago, he had a big run with the Yankees. I've always liked him as a player, and now it feels like maybe there's some more power than used to be there.
Yeah, I guess from what I've been reading is, you know, his bat speed's up a little bit. He changed some stuff with his conditioning last offseason, and he's had a really good year. So he's always had a lot of tools, a lot of ability. Obviously was more of a platoon-type player in recent seasons, but this year, you know, split-wise, he can play against righties and lefties. And I kind of think they're going to do that. I kind of think he's going to start in center field. And I think he's going to get most of the time in center field. I guess we'll find out today when, you know, Rob Thompson talks more about it and they make all the roster moves that they're going to make. But that's kind of what I feel like they're going to do with him, at least at the outset, and see what that looks like.
Scott, if you had to guess, and we'll start to see it tonight, where do you think he would slot in the lineup? He's the kind of player where you could squint and put him almost in any spot, but then it doesn't feel like he really fits into any particular spot. You know, maybe he just ends up six or seven because that's just where they put him, but he's righty. They have some other righties around that part of the order. He's hitting for more power, but that's not what he always was. If you had a guess, where do you think he might slot into a regular lineup if he's playing a lot in center?
You know, if he's playing a lot and he's doing well, I could see him hitting as high as five. I mean, honestly, if he's really hitting well, I mean, let's be honest, his slugging percentage numbers beat some of the guys on the roster right now, a lot of the guys on the roster. So could he hit fourth? I don't know, maybe, if he's really swinging a hot bat. But I would say anywhere from four to seven is probably where we would likely see him, depending on, you know, who the pitcher is that day, what the matchups might look like, you know, whether JT's in there or not, or Marchand is, makes a difference, and, you know, which righties and lefties start. So I think he could be anywhere in that four to seven range.
Scott, the other part of the deadline isn't just what the Phillies do, it's what everyone else does, and now how they stack up across the National League. What was your reaction to what the other NL teams did, and specifically the Padres? I mean, they're the story of the deadline. They put all their chips in the middle, including a trade late yesterday where they get Laureano and O'Hearn from the Orioles. What did you make of what the Padres did as they try to get over the hump? I mean, they've been in the race, you know, for 3-4 years now, just like the Phillies, but they're trying to really get over the hump this time.
Yeah, I mean, they are. Their pitching's been good. They obviously need some offensive help. Ramon Laureano, he's, again, a good player, having a good year, but is he much different than Harrison Bader? I don't think so. To me, he's the same. He's about the same acquisition, to be honest with you. A guy who really kind of got cast aside by a few different organizations in recent years. He's got a very similar profile to Bader. I'll say that. O'Hearn, you know, breakout year, hasn't hit as well after the first 2 months of the season. But I know when we saw him, they were playing a rise at first base a lot. Maybe they move him off of first. Maybe he DHs. Maybe O'Hearn DHs and Arise stays at first. I don't know exactly what they're going to do with everything. A.J. Preller, he's not afraid to trade his prospects away. They wouldn't need Ramon Laureano if they had James Wood. You know, I mean, that's one thing. They wouldn't have had to make the deal if they hadn't traded away all those prospects years ago. So sometimes it comes back to bite you, sometimes not.
Well, that's for sure. And they did a few years ago to get Soto, and now Wood is one of the best players in baseball. They traded a lot of prospects away, and maybe the one they traded yesterday for Miller turns out to be one of those guys. Scott Fransky with us here, talking Phillies trade deadline. And, Scott, it's interesting because right after the deadline, they get quite the test and, you know, potentially a World Series preview. Tigers in tonight. It's going to be a fun weekend here. Just, you know, Wall of Fame tonight, Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade, and also a series that's going to just feel big considering two of the best teams in baseball and both teams trying to win the World Series. It's going to be a fun weekend here.
Yeah, it should be. Always is with Alumni Weekend. It wasn't always the case when the Tigers would come to town. They're obviously a different club these days. And, you know, the pitching matchup tomorrow with Skubal and Wheeler, that's must-see kind of stuff. And, I think it's a test. I think they're all tests in a way. I mean, obviously the Phillies have played 500 ball since June 1st. The Mets have played one game over 500 since June 1st. One game over, I think. So that's the half-game difference. They were tied back then. So it's kind of now a sprint to see who gets to the finish line to win the East. And they're all big. All these series are big.
You know, Scott, I know you weren't here when J-Roll was here, but he's going into the Hall of Fame tonight. What do you remember about J-Roll?
I saw a few of J-Roll's games.
I know you did, but, I was saying you didn't call him. But what do you remember about J-Roll as a player?
We always used to say the Phillies go as J-Roll goes. I mean, what he did at the top of the lineup, obviously the numbers kind of speak for themselves, but there was a certain energy that he brought. There was a certain swagger he brought. That swagger gave the team validity, I think, at a certain point in time when they were trying to find out who they were and what they were going to be and when they were sort of blossoming as young players. And I think Jimmy brought that swagger, you know, long before he was an established star. Mm-hmm. But that confidence that he had, I think it permeated throughout the clubhouse. And, Jimmy wasn't the most vocal leader. He was vocal. Wasn't the most vocal leader. But I think what he did was he showed everybody that they belonged, among the conversation, amongst the best in baseball in that 06, 07 range before they, you know, had their run in 08. So, the other thing about Jimmy is what he did defensively. I don't think you truly appreciate it till it's gone. Mm-hmm. Yes, he made some fantastic plays, but he never messed up the routine play. He just didn't ever mess up the routine play. And that's what you want out of a shortstop. And you don't always appreciate it while it's there, but looking back how important he was and how meaningful he was to this franchise.
Scott, tonight is his Wall of Fame induction. I don't know if I've ever asked you, what's your thought on his chances to one day get a bigger one, which is in Cooperstown?
Yeah.
I always thought he part of the reason why I think he's struggled to get more of the vote so far is he played in an era of amazing shortstops. So maybe at the time he jockeyed between the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, but that's just because they had, you know, there was A-Rod, right? There was Tejada. There was Garcia Parra. Like that wasn't really because he wasn't a great player. I thought it almost overshadowed how great Jimmy was. He has gotten a little bit of traction, but not a big amount. What do you think about his chances to one day make the Hall of Fame?
I mean, to me, you look at some of the other guys that are in. You know, I think when Larkin went in, I think that to me was like, oh, yeah, well, Jimmy could definitely make it, right, if Barry Larkin could. And, Barry Larkin's a heck of a player, and I think Jimmy's numbers stand up to what Larkin did. And, again, Jimmy has all the other things. He's got a ring. He's got, you know, MVP. He's got, I mean, he did everything that you need to do. He has gold gloves. He has all the hardware that go along with it. And again, I know he played in an era where there were a lot of, you know, really good shortstops, but he was one of the best, and he was one of the most consistent, and he did it for a long, long time. So I think the chances are still there. For Jimmy, I think it's something that, I don't know if it'll be the first go around, but, I think it's one of those things where there's still definitely a chance for him.
Yeah, and it's going to be a special weekend, special night tonight with Jimmy Rollins and with Ed Wade. We get to see some new Phillies in a big series against Tigers. Scott, we'll be listening. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll especially be locked into that game tomorrow with Wheeler and school. Maybe a preview of game one of the World Series. Scott, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Talk to
there
you
next week. Scott Fransky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
On the Phillies there. Yeah, It is fun, Hugh, that the trade deadline goes right into one of the biggest series of the year. Like, I get to play the team that's probably been the best in the American League the whole season.
Yeah, and it's amazing, like, being in the city and feeling how everybody felt when we got Duran, and then to get Bader.
Duran.
What'd I say?
Well, I mean, we went over.
My name is Joan Duran.
That's what I said.
Duran.
I said Duran.
It's a little different.
Duran. Duran.
That's a little bit better.
Okay. Well, yeah. So it's gonna be kind of interesting to see what the feeling is tonight, especially if we get in a situation where we could potentially see him. You know. So yeah.
Well, the other thing that
and it's City Connect night.
I actually think Duran's entrance will look better in the City Connect.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I think it's kind of made for the City Connect.
I do, too.
Which we could get tonight in his first game as a Philly. 215-592-9494 for Eagles. Wrapping up practice. As soon as Jahad Campbell is ready, he'll come over, and we'll talk to the Eagles rookie linebacker, who's, of course, getting ready to maybe have a bigger impact early in the season than we thought. I mean, I've been following Elliott's reports of training camp, and it feels like, and we'll talk to Jahad in a few minutes, feels like Jahad Campbell is getting more time on the field. Today's August 1st?
Yeah.
There was a thought that he wouldn't really be on the field practicing in a meaningful way till mid-August. He beat that timeline.
Yeah, he did, man. I think what did Coach Fangio say? I can't even think of what I was saying. and you're just going to let me flail.
Well, I don't know.
Like that,
I don't know where you're going.
Those, and the ambiguity.
Yeah, I forgot what I was trying to say, but it's
going to
come.
I do try to give you a lifeline if I know where you're going. I didn't know.
They undersold, overachieved.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't think about it.
And it's Tuck, almost like the
Tuck over there. Me and Tuck hung out. Remember when Tuck had the tank top on?
You've told everyone so many times.
He ain't even helped me out. What's going on with this?
All right,
you hung out with Tucker?
That's what he thank you,
under
Tuck.
Under promise, over deliver.
Well, he did. I did hear him say it after I just threw him under the bus, but he said under promise, over deliver. That's what it was trying to say.
So, but the thank doctors, with Shahad Campbell's recovery, that's what you were talking about. Under promise, over deliver.
I couldn't say it.
Spit it out.
Spit it out.
Come on, big guy.
Hey, Mike, stop laughing. It ain't that funny.
You know what the best part is? When the simplest thing gets us tripped up. We're just talking about Campbell being a little quicker to back to the field than we thought.
I was trying. I couldn't spit it out.
I think that was the classic. You made it harder than it had to
be. Yeah, way harder than it needed to be.
Hey, Hugh, what do you think about Shahad Campbell being on the practice field earlier than we thought?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, Joe. Instead,
that's all I had to say. That's all I had to say. I tried to be.
He's got a real chance to play week one. I don't know.
I tried to play word salad.
You did.
And I blew it up.
This is why we never need to try to sound smarter than we are. We just sat, then we end up dumber.
Hey, this is it. Yeah, I just said everybody like, what the hell is he trying to say? What's wrong with him? What is wrong with him? Is he afflicted right now?
What is wrong with him?
I'm about to get killed for that today by you people.
Here's my question. What could you have possibly been afflicted with? And you couldn't even get through that.
Turrets. I had turrets.
All right, let's go to the phone.
I had a moment of turrets.
Let's go talk to Scott in King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Greetings, guys.
Hey, Scott.
So, just piggybacking off of Scott, I do have J-Roll as a Hall of Famer. But also, I wanted to repeat what a caller had said last night because I think it was worth repeating. And, Joe, especially to you, I want to get your comment on this. Mm-hmm. If you were to flip the days of the trade, make the Duron trade on the second day, how do you feel now about the trade deadline?
Well, I feel like Dave saved the deadline, right? If he started with Bader and then we're waiting and waiting and waiting and we get Duron yesterday and he lands him and he gets the big fish, you know, help the bullpen, I think we feel more like, all right, it started off bad. Like, you know, as if we give him a B or a B-plus for his grade, we started off with a D, but then we ended with an A, so let's finish, you know, we'll round it off to a B overall. Like, I'd feel better if it probably went that way.
All right. I thought it was interesting. It's a different perspective on it. I would have liked to seen us obviously get a power right-handed bat, but there weren't many available. And if you had put Suarez at third base with Turner, that defense would have let you down at the worst time. So that would have been a mistake, even though the power would have been nice. I would have liked to seen another pen arm, but that might be something they can get, you know, when that waivers comes by, the second tier of the, you know, do you know?
Well,
what I'm talking
about? But that's out now, Scott. They don't do that. No, now if a team just outright, you know, like, you know, we keep talking about the Phillies getting rid of Kepler, like DFAing him. If someone DFAs a player, the Phillies could get him. But that waiver wire deals, those are gone. They don't do those anymore.
Okay. Well, I do think you're going to see some veterans released, and you might be able to pick up another pen arm as we go a little further.
Good.
I got a top five list for you for names for the show.
Oh, we got five. Okay, let's roll through.
Number five, Midday Mayhem. Number four, Bold and the Bald. Number three, No Hair, Don't Care. Number two, Midday Muckbangers. And number three, this is my favorite, the Bald Spot.
I like the Bald Spot.
The Bald Spot's not bad. You know what, Scott? You brought a lot to the table there. Now, I mean, the idea of winning tri-day with five answers. But I let him do it because we haven't gotten enough good ones. I felt like we
and
needed
I think
to
his number one is his ultimate submission, right?
The Bald Spot.
Yeah, the Bald Spot.
There was a few of them that were good in there.
I like the Bald Spot. It just sounds like us.
It does.
It's the Bald Spot because we both have them, and you know we wear them with pride.
Yeah, and this is the spot for the Bald Spot.
Yeah,
like this part of the day.
I just want to put it out there that I'm not balding.
No, but people see you. People seem to talk about your hairline, though.
They do.
Yeah.
Was born with it, dude.
You know, I'm just saying they bring it up.
I know I'm not.
They bring up a lot.
There's a lot of comb. It was a lot of comb overs out here today. And I just wanted to
don't
say,
name names.
I'm not.
Just don't. Just.
But I'm just saying.
We've done enough commenting on what's going on outside this RV today.
I mean, but is it? But it's on brand.
The comb over?
Well, on brand for us to comment on stuff we shouldn't be commenting on.
That, yeah.
I mean, some cats that we work with probably just need to let go. Like, seriously.
Come on home.
Like, no, Tuck could. I know Tuck probably think I'm talking about. Tuck, you're good.
Tuck has a good head of hair, yeah.
Tuck is good. He just need to quit wearing them tank tops.
Well, he said he's not going to.
Burnt skin. But outside
suns
of that.
Suns out, guns out. Let the guy live. Out.
No, and that's exactly what he said. We had a grand old time hanging out with Tuck. But yeah, it's some of our coworkers. They need to go ahead and
you know,
come on home.
Children form core memories.
Yes.
I've noticed with you, you seem to form core memories in your 50s. Like, you have these moments that then they just stick with you.
Well, most of the moments that I've had lately, they've been chemically induced.
Okay.
And that's why they become core memories.
So those are
memories.
Your core memories.
No, just like when we, listen, one of my favorite memories of us as a midday show was, and Kyle, you weren't there, but if you would have been there, it would have been great.
Oh, is that why it's a core memory?
Well, no, it was because, like, listen, it was
one of my
me,
favorite days. You weren't working that day.
It was me, Spike, Elliot, and Ike, and we went to dinner in New Orleans, right?
I was there.
Yeah, and I said, well, I said, yeah.
Okay,
well, I said the midday, and I said Kyle wasn't there. Yeah.
The show, I get it.
So Elliot picked the restaurant, right?
And he worked
He worked extremely hard to get this restaurant right. Yeah. Spike was so perturbed.
He hated the restaurant.
And what made it so funny was, you know how you're with somebody and they're trying to make the best of the moment, but they really can't. Like, he was so uncomfortable. Like, he ended up eating tissue paper, didn't he? Something like that. Because there was nothing on the menu that he could eat.
Are you going to tell the audience about your behavior during this whole
dinner? I said it in a way where you could use your imagination.
He was asleep in the restaurant at 6 o'clock.
How did I not know about this?
It was a nice restaurant.
You're a disaster.
But Kyle, every now and then, because I was sitting next to Spike, he would ask the menu, well, how do you cook this food? Do you cook it in vegetable? He was like, no, sir, do you change the grease? Like, he is over there trying to find something to eat because he's starving. And every now and then, I would wake up and just laugh.
Now, to be fair to Elliot, if you're a vegan, I'm not sure New Orleans
is
the place
it's
for
not,
you.
Yes.
Everything is cooked in grease. Bacon grease.
Everything is cooked in the same grease that everything is cooked in.
And it's all shrimp, and yeah, it's not an easy place. So that was difficult. Now, the other part that I don't even know if Hugh knows about. I wish you could have seen the waitresses. Again, this is a nice restaurant. The waitress's face when she came over to pour water in our glasses, and you are dead asleep. She looked at you like, is this guy bleeping kidding?
Was it alcohol induced or you were just tired, man?
Well, you know, I mean, it wasn't so much the alcohol. But I was nice.
By the way, my favorite moment on the midday show, the week you was out.
I deserve that because I didn't mean it like that. I was just saying you weren't with us, but if you were, it would have been even a grander time.
Yeah, you should have framed that as my favorite moments as I came back to WIP. But you really framed it as a show thing, as if on the air, and then it was.
Well, boy, I
made
tell
Kyle feel bad.
Spike was perturbed.
Well, then Elliot got perturbed because Spike was perturbed. Elliot's like, then you just do it next time. You find the restaurant.
Wild. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you okay with how the deadline went for the Phillies? I'm not. I wish they did more. If you're going to give me a Harrison Bader, give me two Harrison Baders. Give me another outfielder to supplement the other side in left field because it just feels like they're still – like, I feel that there's an offensive hole at second base that they're not going to do anything about the whole year because that is what it is. And there's still one in left field. So we are average in right. We are a little above average at center. We are above average at first, above average at short, about average at third, trending towards average at catcher because JT's been better lately. But it's a lot of average or below average. I wanted another bat. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, Jahad Campbell set to join us as Eagles practice has wrapped up.
Is he?
Well, he is. He will at some point. He's getting extra work out there.
Yeah, he's working.
The guy's working with his position coaches.
He is trying to get ready for the season. We are not high on his priority.
Yeah, I guess priority list is getting on the field for the Eagles. We promise we will talk to Jihad Campbell. Your calls. And we got to get to a couple of significant pieces of NFC East news. Are we getting real trade requests? Is this division going to get shaken up? We'll hit all that coming up. Midday Show live at Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.